happy Labor Day from all of us at SB Nation Radio. Sitting in for Steve Zabin, here's Tim Murray.
Solly's here too. Tim Murray, Steve Solomon with you. Zabe and Scott Lynn will be back after a long weekend tomorrow. Sure, recapping all that went down in the college football weekend and also the finale of the greatest weekend of college football ever.
Ever.
Ole Miss and Florida State. Tonight we head to our Progressive Insurance guest line to welcome in Jason Kirk of SB Nation at Jason Kirk, SBN on Twitter, and editor for SB Nation's college football website. And let's start with the game that we saw last night, Jason. A absolute thriller between Notre Dame and Texas. And what a turnaround for this Texas team. Last year, they didn't even look like they belonged on the same field as Notre Dame, and they completely have done a 180. And you got to give a lot of credit to Charlie Strong. Sterling Gilbert had a phenomenal game plan. Just really well played out football game last night.
Yeah, it's the inclination is to wonder about whether we can say Texas is back yet or not. And I mean, there's pretty good evidence that we're at least close to that. The problem for Charlie Strong in Texas has been the offensive coordinator, of course, which was a problem even before he got there. And when you go and hire a guy from the Art Briles tree, and now you have one of the actual top ranking members of that tree, considering Briles is no longer a Baylor. Good things can happen on offense. And when you have two quarterbacks, Tyrone Swoops and Shane Beukley, who have, you know, very different styles, that it's going to be very, very hard for anyone to prepare for both of those things. Texas is scary on offense, and we haven't been able to say that in, 7 years? So, you pair that with a Charlie Strong defense, which, sure, gave up some points last night against a good team in double overtime, but I don't think anybody's too worried about that defense. This is suddenly looking like a top 20 team, by the end of the year.
You look at a team like Notre Dame, and you mentioned two-quarterback system, and it worked very well last night with Bouchelle and Tyrone Swoops. Swoops ends up scoring the game-winning touchdown. And Notre Dame, coming into the year, people wondered. That was the biggest question. Can this two-quarterback system work? In the end, it was DeShone Kizer who completely outplayed Malik Zaire. At what point do you think Brian Kelly has to go away from this two-quarterback system and say, look, DeShone Kizer's our guy? Last night, when we needed it, he's the one who stepped up. He played a phenomenal football game last night. I know there's some critics out there saying that Brian Kelly's the one to blame for them losing last night, dealing with this dual quarterback system. Do you think come next week against Nevada, Brian Kelly just has to go with DeShone Kizer moving forward?
It is kind of funny that coming into this game, if you said one of these teams will leave with a quarterback controversy, and the other will leave with a beautiful quarterback duo that works naturally together and makes sense on the field. You would have had the wrong idea of which is which. I know I would have. I think Notre Dame probably has to give more snaps to Kizer. I mean, I guess you still want to see what Zaire can do. We know he's talented. He's had good games before, but Kizer looked better against a good team, and it wasn't the first time. So, I think it's fair to say that Brian Kelly is probably one of several coaches who oversaw his quarterback situation this weekend, including Gus Malzahn at Auburn, probably several others as well. But, I think that's definitely fair to say. The schedule lightens up a bit for Notre Dame for a little while. So, if Kelly has some more experimenting to get out of his system, okay, maybe it's time for that. But I don't know the argument for continuing the two quarterback system at Notre Dame.
Talking to Jason Kirk at Jason Kirk SBN on Twitter, joins us on our Progressive Insurance guest line. Just quickly getting the pulse around the country. Houston, very impressive win over Oklahoma. Greg Ward Jr., I think, puts his name into the very, 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 very early Heisman race. But, the question, I'm sure you've gotten about it a lot on Twitter, and I'm sure people write articles about it. If Houston runs the table, they deserve to be in. I'll just ask you this. We can get into that as the season goes on, but this Houston team absolutely looks the part, Jason. They look like they are a Power 5 conference team.
Yeah, there's no way around that. I mean, last year I think we saw a Houston team that obviously they beat Florida State, but they did look like that overachieving Power 5 team. They'll hit you with some trick plays. They're very fast. They're very well coached. They're very disciplined, talented, and, you know, play a lot of effort and all that stuff. And that's none of this to put them down at all. But looking at them this year, it looks like a completely different team. It looks like a team that could line up against anybody, probably short of Alabama, and you know, and not get dominated in the trenches. They just look big and tough and legit up front. And you combine that with, you know, a quarterback with a rebuilt skill roster that looks fast and dangerous, and they look like a complete team all around. And the name of their conference, you know, I really hope that doesn't hold them back. You know, if they're able to go 12-0, for instance, because, you know, not only will they have, if they do that, likely two very convincing wins over Power 5 teams, they're in a pretty good conference still. So, you know, I don't think the schedule is going to be that big of a worry for them as far as competitive quality standpoint. But, you know, just looking at the team they put on the field, it could hang with anybody.
Last year, LSU had the awkward situation of that in that Texas A&M game where there were reports out there that Les Miles had been fired. In the end, he sticks around, but now the heat has to be on his bottom quite a bit after a 16-14 loss to Wisconsin. This is an LSU team that had hopes of a national championship. Certainly could get back in there, being in the SEC, having a game against Alabama later on this year in November. But we were just talking about it, you know, earlier this hour, Jason. How can LSU have all this talent? I mean, you start with Leonard Fournette, you've got great talent on both lines, and continue year in and year out have poor quarterback play. And Brandon Harris is just that.
Yeah. we spent a long offseason talking about this, you know, and I defended LSU, defended Les Miles, defended Brandon Harris because, you know, it wasn't that long ago when Zach Mettenberg was lighting up defenses, you know, at quarterback. And they've had good quarterback play in 2011. They've had good quarterback play, you know, for probably, you know, half of the Miles era. It's just since the 2011 title game, we remember nothing but the bad. It's pretty hard to defend LSU's offense and Miles' coaching staff right now after that game. Yet, granted, Wisconsin has, you know, they always play good, disciplined defense. You know, they always have a bunch of tough players, but yeah, I don't know the argument in Miles' favor that it's ever going to get right on that side of the ball at this point, going forward, you know, even though it has before, but yeah, that was the worst possible way for LSU to lose, both in terms of morale, for Miles, in terms of his job, you know, for instilling any confidence whatsoever that, you know, that the quarterback to lead this team to a title is on the roster. That was as bad as it could possibly have gotten for LSU.
Jason, 30 seconds or less. Most impressive performance this weekend was by what team?
Well, Alabama, but they're sort of in their own stratosphere. So I'm going to go with Houston, which it looked more like Oklahoma than Oklahoma did. It looked more like the Big 12 favorite than Oklahoma did, even though it's not in the conference at this moment. So I'm putting the Cougars there for now.
Jason, appreciate the time, man. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road.
Absolutely, Sam. Yeah.
Jason Kirk, SB Nation editor for SB Nation College Football, at Jason Kirk SBN, joined us on our Progressive Insurance guest line. And yeah, that's going to be the interesting talk, I'm sure, in Baton Rouge all week, and about Les Miles, his job security, about Brendan Harris. Look, Leonard Fournette ended up with 138 yards on the ground, but this is looking more and more like a one-dimensional team. And coming into this year, it's still early, but you go up to Wisconsin. Personally, Solly, I thought it was going to be a blowout.
I thought so, too. I was our buddy Tim here locally, big Badger fan, went to the game, and I was worried for him. He'd make that trip to Lambeau for nothing, but he should be a happy man coming back today.
We got the 80s rejoin that I'm sure I'll get wrong. Anything else we missed? Murray, Solly, filling in for the guys on Labor Day.